My name is John Erling. Today's date is December 5th, 2019. Stephanie, would you state your full name, please?
Stephanie Culp Seymour.
I've got to ask you about Culp. Where does that come from?
That's my maiden name.
Your maiden name's Culp.
Uh-huh. K-U-L-P.
So did you have a middle name at birth?
I did. It was Irene, and I hated it, so I ditched it.
But. And now it's here for the record. You don't like me already. What is your date of birth?
October 16, 1940.
What is your present age?
79.
Where are we recording this interview?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the federal courthouse.
And at the beginning, let me state that you are senior judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for 10th Circuit. You assumed this status in 2005.
Yes.
You're chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit from 1994 through 2000.
Yes.
And you were appointed by President Jimmy Carter November of 79, and you served to 2005.
Correct.
Nice way to begin. So, let's go to the beginning. Where were you born?
Battle Creek, Michigan.
And that's where you grew up?
That's where I grew up.
Your mother's name and her personality and what she was like?
My mother's name was Frances Bria Culp, and I'm telling you Bria because she's Italian. Her parents, my grandparents, came to the U.S., I think about 1898, and lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a place called Bessemer. She came to Battle Creek to go to nursing school at the hospital there. And she was a nursing when she met my dad.
Was that a career for her, or did she raise?
She quit. I don't remember her working.
Your father's name?
Francis, spelled with an I-S. Hers is an E-S, Francis Bruce Culp, and he went by Bruce.
His personality?
My dad was a very interesting guy. Kind of laid back, extremely smart and well-read, but he broke his leg ice skating when he was in the 9th grade. And when he was recovering, he got polio, so he never went back to school. He was in a brace for the rest of his life.
And what did he do?
Well, he was a goof-off for a while. During the war, he drove around the country with a friend to military bases, and they hired people to put on entertainment at military bases. That's what he did. And then when he came back to Battle Creek, when he married my mother, he started a contracting business, building houses. He hired people to build houses for people returning from the war. He actually went early on.
So the personalities of your mother and father, do you draw on either one of them, or are you completely different?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I guess I'm a mix. I was a shy kid. I think my father maybe tended to be that way. But having had 4 children, I think you get your personality when you're born, and that's it.
You went on to extensive education. Were they promoters of education?
My mother was a promoter of me going to Michigan State and majoring in home economics, because that's what women did back then. My father was a promoter of me going to the best school I could possibly get into. He was very big on education. He wanted me to go to the Ivy League. Turns out the Ivy League, the men's colleges at that time, were men's colleges, and they didn't accept women when I went to college.
That would have been in the 50s?
I graduated from high school in 58, so yes. That's how I focused on the women's colleges.
But you knew as you were growing up, you were going to college.
Oh, absolutely.
You were destined.
Yeah. In my family, there was no question about that.
Yeah. Brothers or sisters?
I have a brother who's 1.5 years older. I have a brother who's 3 years younger. And I have a sister who's 5 years younger.
And they went on to college as well.
Yes.
What was the first house you remember? Where was it?
I can picture it in my mind. My father built it, had it built. It was brick. It was in Battle Creek. I don't remember the street. We had this part of the house, and it had a separate part with apartments that he rented out. First floor and top floor. Had a big backyard. And then subsequently, he, in the big backyard, built apartment buildings, had apartment buildings built.
Overall, he must have done fairly well, didn't he?
He did very well.
In contracting.
Yeah, he did.
As a child with your family, what would you do for entertainment?
Go to movies with my dad. My mother didn't go because she wanted to stay home and have some peace by herself. We often went to movies on the weekend. My dad loved movies. We traveled a lot. His business was in the summertime, and it was quite cold in Michigan in the winter. So we would take off in the winter and go all over the country. We went to Florida a lot, St. Petersburg. Starting when I was in kindergarten, because I remember going to kindergarten, they put us in school there temporarily. We stayed there for a while, and after we got a little bit older, we started traveling the country. We did Route 66 all the way to California once. And I say a word I didn't know back then, that I was homeschooled in a car during those periods, like 3 months every winter. My mother would get the books. We would take them along, and she'd make us do the work and the homework.
All four children?
Four children, yeah.
And what were you traveling in?
Oh, I don't know. My father loved cars, so all kinds of
things. Must have been a van.
No, they didn't have vans back
then. No, they didn't.
They just had big cars.
Yeah. But as you look back on that, that was a terrific learning experience for you.
It was fabulous, yes. By the time I was in seventh grade, I'd been in every state by car but three.
You had a major advantage over somebody else then who had never left Michigan.
Yes. And then when I was in seventh grade, I had to stay home. He and my mother still traveled, took the younger kids for a while. My older brother and I stayed home with my great aunt Grace. And then eventually, no more traveling during school years.
Growing up in Michigan and then traveling to other parts of the country like the South, you saw things in the South that you never saw in Michigan.
You got that right, like chain gangs beside the road and no blacks allowed on signs all over the place. I mean, it was incredible because Battle Creek was a very integrated place, and I went to integrated schools my whole life. So it was pretty shocking. My father and mother both were very outspoken against the discrimination that was going on.
Do you remember traveling to Oklahoma for the first time?
Not really, but obviously we came through here. I don't know if we stayed.
In the 50s, you remember talk of the fear of communism and schools would have nuclear fallout drills. Do you remember that?
I don't remember nuclear fallout drills, but I know a lot of talk about communism.
And the fear that they were going to take over the United States.
Yeah.
Remember the first president you may have heard on the radio or paid attention to?
Truman, because he came through on a train, came through Battle Creek and stopped.
He was campaigning, maybe?
Yeah, campaigning. That was before he was president.
The first school you attended, what was that?
I attended public schools in Battle Creek, walked to school. It was a totally different atmosphere than now. It was perfectly safe to go anywhere. I went to public schools all the way through high school.
Junior high school, of course, right there. And then high school?
There was one high school. That was where I had most of my experience with integration because we were totally integrated because only one public high school. I was actually a cheerleader on a cheerleading team. There were four of us, one of whom was black girl. And, of course, we were rooting for very integrated teams. And we had integrated school dances.
So the idea of segregated schools was just beyond.
Shocking.
Yeah. What were your interests in high school?
Oh, I loved learning. Took piano lessons. Took swimming lessons. There were no girl sports. I did, except diving. I did diving. There was a swim team.